Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. At the close of 2016, it's time to look back at the best movies the year had to offer. Here's my list of the cream of the cinematic crop. At number 10, Moonlight. An impeccable acting ensemble gave life to the story of the challenges of a gay African-American boy's life on the mean streets of Miami. At number 9, Birth of a Nation. Nate Parker's controversial but powerful film is about the educated slave Nat Turner, who became a pastor and led an ill-fated slave revolt in 1831. Manchester by the Sea comes in at number 8, a heartbreaking and skillfully written and acted drama about loss and grief. It's extremely bleak, but it's also extremely poignant. At number 7, Arrival, a beautifully acted and skillfully directed science fiction opus that asks more questions than it answers, so the movie's not for those who hate ambiguity. Still, it marks the arrival of a very smart, thought-provoking film. At number 6, Sing Street, is about a teenage boy who starts a rock band to impress a pretty girl. It's a little seen gem filled with catchy tunes. At number 5, The Jungle Book, the new version of the Disney classic, ranks right up there with Zootopia as the cream of the cinematic crop. It's an engaging, eye-popping adventure. At number 4, Hell or High Water. Expect some Oscar love for this modern Western, particularly for its script. It's a social commentary and character study disguised as a thriller. At number 3, The 13th. This documentary from filmmaker Ava DuVernay is a compelling, powerful, and detailed look at what's been called America's prison industrial complex. Number 2, Zootopia. This wildly imaginative, beautifully animated crime thriller is funny, thoroughly engaging, and the year's most pleasant cinematic surprise. And at number 1, La La Land. Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone are splendid in La La Land, a smart, poignant, tune-filled, and funny contemporary musical, the year's best film. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!